The dog's bit his groin, his head, his back, his legs. They mauled him.
Harold Phillips was walking home from the bus stop Monday night, a trip to the mall to get new clothes for a job interview. He was in the area of Chicago and Longacre on Detroit's west side when three dogs got out of their backyard and attacked him.
Your dog's supposed to know. It's supposed to protect your home. He wasn't bothering nobody. He was walking home to his family.
If you don't know how to contain a dog, don't buy one. It's just causing harm to the society.
Harold's injury so severe, his family is preparing to take him off life support.
It should be justice. Like, I don't know what to say. It's my dad. It's him. He's not supposed to die like this. He too strong.
My children do not have their father now. Like, we're about to have to plan a funeral. You know, and that's hard to have to tell your children 8, 11, 12, 13, 17.
Now I'm heartbroken because I don't even have a father that can take care of me.
The dogs are in custody with Detroit Animal Care and Control. Their owner has been cited for several ordinance violations. No word yet, though, on if he will be criminally charged. Meanwhile, a GoFundMe for Harold Phillips has been set up. We'll put a link on our website, fox2detroit.com. On Detroit's west side, Camila Mary, Fox 2 News.
A father of six mauled by three dogs on Detroit's west side has died. The dogs got loose Monday night when Harold Phillips was walking from a bus stop on West Chicago near Longacre. The dog's owner tells us that the dogs had been involved in three other bite cases. They have since been put down. Today, Phillips' wife posting a GoFundMe page. She appreciates every prayer, donation, and message. The family has now retained attorneys with Figer Law. Wow.
2024 dog bite fatality. Man sustains devastating injuries in Detroit. Pit bull mauling dies while hospitalized. There is a photo of a young man and another person, presumably a child, that is on the left side of the picture. The caption says, Harold Phillips, 35, died Friday after sustaining devastating injuries by pit bulls. February 2nd, 2024, medically induced coma, Detroit, Michigan. A 35-year-old man who was viciously attacked by three pit bulls on Monday died Friday evening. A GoFundMe for Harold Phillips stated yesterday that his condition at this time isn't improving. His organs are shutting down. The attack occurred at 8:15 p.m. on Monday on West Chicago and Longacre Street after Phillips exited a bus and started to walk home, according to Detroit Animal Care and Control, DACC. Three pit bull mixed dogs got out of a fenced yard and attacked. Friday evening update.
It's with my deepest regret to inform you that Harold has passed away this evening. I appreciate every prayer, donation, and message. Thank you all for the love and care you've shown my husband. My children and I are forever grateful.
From the start of his hospitalization on Monday, his family was bracing for the worst.
He is not expected to make it.
His wife, Shantae Phillips, wrote on the GoFundMe.
I don't want to say funeral, but that's the road we're on. Doctors have amputated his right arm. He's on dialysis. He has had several blood transfusions, and he's in a medically induced coma.
She told WDIV. Though a couple has six children together, so far the fund has raised $31,800. The Phillips family hired Southfield-based Figer Law. All three dogs were euthanized. A fourth dog was also seized from the home. The owners, a husband and a wife, received five citations each.
Failure to license, failure to vaccinate, dogs running at large, over the legal limits of dogs on property, two maximum, and failure to prevent menacing dangerous behavior.
Roy Goodman, one of the owners, admitted that his dogs have been involved in three previous biting incidents. Goodman also told WXYZ that he should have gotten rid of those dogs sooner. In 2021, Goodman was charged with failing to prevent menacing dangerous behavior from a separate incident. He pleaded
guilty,
but the case was dismissed. Also that year, his wife was charged with harboring dogs over the city's limits. She was a no-show in court and has a warrant out for her arrest. Harold blamed his wife for not putting down the child biter. A sign hanging on the front door states,
no entry. 1. No humans of any kind. 2. Must have 4 paws to enter. 3. Must speak dog Latin.
Family speaks out. On Tuesday, Fox 2 Detroit interviewed Phillips' wife and children.
The dogs bit his groin, his head, his back, his legs. They mauled him.
Shantae said,
The couple has 5 children under the age of 18. They are 8, 11, 12, 13, and 17 years old. The youngest daughter said,
"I'm heartbroken because I don't have a father that could take care of me."
Her brother told the news crew,
"There should be justice. I don't know what to say. It's my dad. It's him. He's not supposed to die like this. He's too strong."
On February 1st, CBS Detroit reported that
the Phillips family is suing the dog's owners and the city of Detroit.
James Harrington is the attorney from Figure Law representing the family. It was his investigation that revealed the bite histories of the dogs. He believes DACC knew how dangerous these dogs were.
"We've already started our investigation, and our investigation has been very thorough and in a short period of time, and some of the things we've begun to uncover is shocking,"
Harrington said. The former director of Detroit Animal Care and Control, Mark Kump, may have dodged another bullet. He left the agency late last fall. For once, Kump was not the director when another fatal dog mauling occurred. Under his leadership in Montgomery County, Ohio, 4 people were killed by dogs from 2012 to 2017, including Klondike Richie. In September 2019, Kump became the director of the DACC. Between then and late 2023, at least 3 people were killed by dogs under his watch in Detroit. There's a photo of a few dogs that look like pit bull or pit bull mixes, and it has a caption.
"The suspected pit bulls belonging to Roy Goodman that viciously attacked Harold Phillips."
There is an update to this story. It says, "Dog owners charged. Updates, February 28th, 2024. The owners of the 3 dogs that attacked Harold Phillips have been charged with a felony in connection to his death. Roy Eric Goodman, 40, and Trevina Quitch Goodman, 38, are each charged with 1 count of owning a dangerous animal that caused a person's death. On January 29th, the couple's pit bulls escaped their property and viciously attacked Phillips after he exited a bus. Phillips sustained critical injuries and died on February 2nd. The dogs had a history of violence."
"This is heartbreaking,"
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy said in a statement.
"I just do not understand why we continue to see unleashed and unsecured dangerous dogs running loose and killing our citizens. With pet ownership comes responsibility, pure and simple. I do not see what is hard to understand about that."
Roy was arraigned Wednesday in the 36th District Court. A preliminary examination is scheduled for March 13th. Trevina's arraignment has not yet been announced.